A farmer had an old donkey. One night the donkey fell into the well. The farmer heard the noise coming from the well and discovered the difficult situation the donkey put himself into. The farmer assessed the situation and even though he felt sympathy for the donkey, he took the decision that neither the donkey nor the well were worth any trouble of saving. Instead, he called his two sons and asked them to help him haul dirt to bury the poor animal in the well and put it out of his misery. At first, when the donkey felt all of this dirt hitting it on his head, he got panicked. But as the three men continued shoveling, a smart idea struck him. Every time shovel of a dirt landed on the back of the donkey, he would shake it off and step up. And this is what he did. He would shake the dirt off and step up, shake the dirt off and step up. He kept saying these words out loud to encourage himself. Shake it off, step up. Shake it off, step up. Every blow was painful and the situation seemed really bad, but the donkey tried to stay focused, to fight panic and keep shaking the dirt off and stepping up. After a while, the exhausted donkey managed to step over the wall of the well. Whew, what a relief. This dirt that seemed like it would bury him alive actually helped him to survive. The donkey handled his adversity in the best way possible. If we face our problems, refuse to give in to the panic, come up with a solution and focus on the solution, then there will be a position to handle any difficult situation that's best possible in its best possible way. That was brought to you by Barry Powell. Again, 99 inspirational or inspiring stories for presentation. If you are new to the Impact Secret Podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and you guys already know my favorite, personal development. I am your humble host, ED, for all you smart and intelligent folks. That just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. Today's episode is entitled The Pit Stop. The Pit Stop. See, I knew that when I seen this, the pit stop, I was reading a book, which I'm definitely going to tell you guys, The Creative. I'll probably have to get some more information on it, but I've been reading a book. It's called The Creative by, I forgot who it was by, but anyway, really, really great book. I mean, I'm just liked him, but it was something that really arrested my attention and it talked real briefly and hinted on about the pit stop. So I went and did my homework on the pit stop because I'm not familiar with what a pit stop is, except for, hey, we are going to, you know, we're going on a road trip and we need to do a pit stop. But see, the pit stop is a reference to a sport within NASCAR or any motor sport. And I started looking and researching more to understand what was really the true purpose of having a pit stop. So in doing my homework, what I realized that a pit stop is used for refueling and new tires and repairs and doing all of the mechanical adjustments that are required while the driver is in the race. And one thing that was interesting is because the reason why the driver has to continue to refuel is because carrying too much fuel will weigh the car down. I'll hold for a moment. Because that's deep. Because if you think about it, too much fuel will hold the vehicle down, which doesn't allow it to pick up the speed that it can. So the pit stop is really a place of a quick breather. It's a temporary position. But see what I've noticed throughout life is sometimes we will get so caught up in life and what is happening to us and around us that we will use a pit stop as a permanent place instead of a temporary solution. Let me say that again in a different way. We will use a pit stop as a permanent space instead of a temporary solution. You see, the temporary solution is there for you to refuel up, whether that's, you know, get your thoughts together after going through some adversity, get your mindset together, collect, pout, you know, play the victim role for that quick moment, for that quick short time around, and then you build yourself back up by refueling by listening to podcasts like the Impact Secret Podcast Show and reading those great books and getting yourself prepared to step back out into what you were, step back out and coming out of what you were experiencing. But the pit stop is temporary. You should not be there permanently. You should be trying to find out ways to navigate out of that pit stop. And that's the same with our story. So unpacking our story today, in which this donkey was in a tough situation. And being in that well, the donkey felt like, you know, if you don't mind for a moment, if I could use my imagination, and I'm the donkey and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not getting out of this one. This is probably a wrap for me. So tell all the donkey homies, it was good. We used to hang out, eat grass together and kick it and just have a great time. But now it's over. But what happened was, is when he heard that even the person that he looked up to, which let's look in this situation, the father and the kids that he looked up to them and saying, hey, we about to pour some dirt on you. We're going to help you get there quicker because there's no point of trying to save you. And as soon as that dirt start hitting that donkey's back, pow. I can imagine you just feeling that dirt can be like pressure, the pressure of life, the pressure of expectations that people have of you, or the need that people have from you, and the thing of people trying to always constantly drain you and put you in situations, and you're just frustrated, you want to lash out. And the donkey looked at it was like, oh, we about to get out of this one. You throwing dirt on me? Oh no, and that, again, family, I know I always bring it up, but it's one of those things, one of those points where you just want to make sure that people get it. Because for the longest, I wish I would have understood why I'm able to respond sometimes the way that I do. And it was, again, that last dance mentality, that Michael Jordan mentality of, you said what? You did what? You're doing what to me? Oh no. See, there was a story that they talked about when Jordan was not feeling like playing. You know, he was not in the mood. I mean, he wasn't really there mentally. And it's something about that switch. It's something about that get up and go. It's something about that drive. It's something about with people that develop that, because that's developed. Don't let people fool you and say, oh, you're born with that. Because no, I wasn't born with it. It was a switch. It was something that finally, when it kicked in, when they cut me from that basketball team when I was just a freshman, it was a switch that told me, oh, I know what I'm going to be doing every day of the summer. I'm going to be working my butt off. I'm going to be at the gym. I'm going to be at the park all day. I'm going to wake up, sit-ups, push-ups, weights. I'm doing everything possible not to give them a second chance to tell me no. And it's that mentality, and that's what happened with this donkey. It was just that switch. And family, we have to find that switch that when we're in that pit stop that we know, okay, yeah, this is messed up. I can't believe that this is happening to me. And what am I going to do about it? And, oh man, you know I don't want to be at this job, but I'm here. It's taking care of the bills. And you know, but I'm extremely unhappy. I'm stressed out because of everything that's just going on around the job. And I just don't want to be here, but I'm showing up and I'm giving it the best that I got. But you got to have that switch that says no more. I'm not going to give the rest of my life to a job or to a person or to something that is not valuable to me anymore. And you have to understand what that looks like. And then you put a plan in place, a plan of, I know what I need to do. And if you don't know what you need to do, just get started. Get started if putting, you know, testing out things or going on online and researching. Because that same time you may have been sitting there pouting and watching TV or looking at YouTube all day, go ahead and start researching on what you may have wanted to do. Write down some of the things that you want to do in life and start finding out ways how you can do them and monetize them and be successful. Again, it goes back to that switch. It's that switch I'm going to keep telling you, because that switch is what's going to be your driver. I hope, guys, that you enjoyed this. Again, that was a heavy topic, because I really think a lot of us, I've been in the pit stop before too. And it's one of those things where you want to know, am I ever going to get out of here? And when you get out, you like, you mean I could have probably gotten out sooner, huh? Yeah. So take the time that you need, but don't take too much time that you miss out on the opportunity of being the true you, being what you were meant to be. Until next time, family, I'm your humble host, ED, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.